So let's talk a little bit about Alk, and maybe we can hear about your 55-year-old man.
So this guy, young patient from a sort of a state outside of Massachusetts, feeling really well, presents with this lung mass. This is actually presented outside of Dana-Farber. He came to see me after having surgery. And at that point, because he was an ever smoker, I suggested getting some molecular testing to figure out the characteristics of his cancer and see if he might be a candidate for adjuvant targeted therapy trials. He ended up being ALK positive, and that has two impacts to me. First, I gave him platinum pemetrexed. He got cisplatin pemetrexed. We know pemetrexed is particularly active in ALK. And so I really wanted to use a pemetrexed backbone, which back then was less standard. Now I think is more standard. And then after completing chemo, we looked for clinical trial options. Actually, the Alkemist ALK arm was not enrolling at that time, so he didn't able to go on. And so he was ostensibly cured, and he ended up being followed for a couple of years. And after 2 years went by, his cancer did come back quite symptomatically in the bone and in the lung. You know, could adjuvant crizotinib have impacted that? Maybe, right? Maybe that could have pushed his recurrence out. Could it have cured that? I don't know. That's what the clinical trial is hoping to show. In the end, his cancer was, yes, symptomatic, but he managed to then get started on first-line ALK therapy. At that time, was crizotinib, and it actually worked really well. He responded. He felt great. He was on crizotinib for a year, and at that point, he then developed some regrowth in the lung and with this large brain met. He actually had a 4-centimeter brain met. This is one of the big flaws of crizotinib, right? It's not a great brain drug. We know that patients on crizotinib can fail in the brain. And so he had brain surgery to remove this tumor and then came to see me for systemic and CNS failure on crizotinib. He was thinking about getting whole brain radiation. And that's when I talked to him about sort of next generation treatment of ALK resistance. And we had a couple drugs available at that point, ceritinib, alectinib, and brigatinib had just been FDA approved for treating crizotinib resistance. And so we started on brigatinib, which has really nice data in the clinical trial, at least showing it can control crizotinib resistance. And he did great. He had no side effects on brigatinib. He did the standard dosing where he started at 90 milligrams a day for the first week, then increased to 180 milligrams a day starting week two. No side effects, and had a terrific brain response. For him, it lasted about 8 months before he ended up failing again in the brain, and now we're trying to figure out the next steps for his CNS progression.
Just to backtrack, when he went on the brigatinib, was that on a trial?
Nope, it had just been FDA approved. It was the new drug on the market, and I had treated one more patient with it before him, and I pitched it to him really because this was our latest treatment of resistance and had impressive phase 2 data from the ALTA trial.